3:99. There is a whole ceremony when you are called to the Torah and you say the blessings before the Torah reading. Your name will be called in Hebrew, and the reader, if it's not you, will show you the place in the Torah where the reading will begin. If you have an aliyah to the Torah, you wear a talit. The first time you ever do this is at your bar mitzvah or your bat mitzvah. You take the fringe of your talit and touch the place in the Torah where the reader is pointing, and then you kiss the fringes and start the blessing. While you say the blessing, you hold on to the wooden rollers so that you're holding on to the Torah for strength as you say the blessings. The Reconstructionist blessing is different than a traditional blessing. I'm going to do the Reconstructionist blessings first, and they leave out the line that says, God chose us from among all peoples, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, and instead, the first blessing says, Asher kervanu la'avodato, you brought us close to serving you. The person with the aliyah begins,
Baruch Hu et Adonai Hamvorach,
congregation,
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Baed.
Person with the aliyah,
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Baed, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kervanu Lavodato, V'natan Lanu Et Torato, Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Congregation,
Amen.
The traditional Torah blessing is found on 3:97, and it goes like this.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim V'natan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Congregation,
Amen.
After the Torah is read, there is a second blessing. Again, the reader, if it's not you, will show you the place. You'll kiss it with the talit, close the Torah, and hold on to the rollers. And this second blessing is the same in a Reconstructionist service as in a traditional service.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet V'chaye Olam Nata B'tochenu Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Congregation,
Amen.